Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk about tech screwing us over. I feel like we are now almost cyborgs. I mean,
What?
You know what a cyborg is? Half human, half machine?
Oh, sure.
How are you not half human, half machine? If I ask you a question and you don't know it, your immediate answer is to grab your phone and look it up.
Yeah, or my computer.
You don't use your brain anymore. Your brain is your phone. Mm-hmm. And when you're living a life like that, when the Wi-Fi goes out, you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're just, there's this kid recently who was going into a school. This is tech screwing somebody over. The AI recognized he had a handgun. They took him. They cuffed him up. They shoved him. Then they searched him. It was a bag of Doritos that the AI was like,
what?
How does that even get?
I don't know if it's
close.
A Mylar bag, but the AI was like, well, that's dangerous. That's a weapon.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's, I'm like,
I mean,
I
wouldn't mind AI like protecting us more if it could get it right.
Yeah, that's not good.
Right.
Yeah. What? Nacho cheese?
That's what I'm saying.
Cool ranch? You're going to jail.
That's, that kid got roughed up.
Yeah, that's
jeez,
not great.
That's not good.
I used that story because I was afraid to use my own. Tech screwed me over the other day, and I don't know if it's because of Amazon, but Starbucks mobile ordering was down.
Oh, no.
I don't know if that's quite tech.
So I had to go get a Red Bull.
Right. Oh. I mean, well, in that case, you took years off your life.
Because I couldn't, I wasn't going to go in and explain the order that I want.
Mm-hmm. How do you even know? It's
on my phone. What am I going to do?
You maybe wouldn't have been able to scan to pay. You would have had to pay.
Cash?
What are you saying?
What?
I know.
How do I? Okay. So I've given a couple examples. What do you got?
I can't think of anything in my personal.
You're telling me you've never replied all when you meant to, like.
Oh, I did that once.
Okay. My siblings and I, in a private chat, were talking about something kind of inappropriate. And in the whole family chat, one of my sisters responded regarding drugs. This story is crazy.
So you're saying you've got a sibling chat.
It's a sister's
chat. And then you've got another chat.
And then a chat with all the parents, the like peripherals.
Does it stop at parents or does it go to uncles and?
No uncles and such. But she luckily was able to unsend it, and we don't think our parents know how to go like, what was unsent? I'm just realizing now that my mom listens to this show.
Oh, no.
It wasn't my sisters and I.
Oh, you're doing not getting
it
out of this.
I know. She's going to call me later and be like, what are you talking about?
Oh my God, you idiot.
I know. Really? Yeah. Well, it was my sister who was an idiot, but now I just screwed myself over by using tech for my job.
Do you know how often it happens to me? Like, we'll be in a chat. Mm-hmm. Like, we have chats with the four of us, and then we have chats with the four of us and one of our bosses or another boss.
Yeah. Sure.
And if they sneak one in, like if I'm sitting here going, man, boss man, Mike's such a tool. I don't do that, Mike. I was just using you as an example.
Right. He's just trying to take weight off my back.
But like if he slips a text in the middle and I just,
and you think
I'm just responding to you guys.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have a lot of threads with
too
us
many threads.
Then, yeah, that are us and another person somewhere.
Or one of us is not on it. Like the T-Hack Aaron Erica chat is.
It's wild.
I'm kidding. Right. That one doesn't exist.
I bet it does. We have one without Tiak.
And we have one without Aaron.
Weird.
But there actually isn't one without
The one without Tiak was just because we attended an event you didn't go to. All right, listen.
Okay.
Can we have other... Okay, let's get the phone number out there. If you have a technology screwed you over story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
Tech screwed me over when I found out that my coworkers have been talking behind my back.
Come on.
No, there's a story. When I was in high school, it was like when we were seniors, we're graduating, and we got asked to do like a... I don't know what it is, because we weren't salutatorian or the other one,
valedictorian.
Yeah, the valet. So we were just asked to give some sort of funny, like a goodbye speech or whatever. And we planned a whole slideshow where
Who's
we had...
Me?
Yeah.
Just me and my buddy Raj, who I talk about sometimes. Like, so we were just asked to do it. And we made a slideshow where we had all the teachers and we had like funny pictures of them and like this whole thing that was supposed to go with the speech. And while setting it up, the like computer guy was like, like this, and just hit the button. And then the slideshow just started playing before we had even spoken.
Oh, no.
And just showed all these crazy pictures of the teachers that we had edited. And we had like one teacher, we had called him Mr. Clean because he looked, and it was like, oh, and it just killed the whole. And they're like, oh, just do the speech. And we're like,
we can't.
Well, now we have to. We have to give context to why we like altered your picture so much. Yeah. It really ruined it.
I had a friend who, when the technology first came out, it was so cool to get in your car and like have your Bluetooth connect to your phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So awesome. If you do that now, you can download the Odyssey app and listen to this show on there. If you don't feel like dialing clear over the radio station.
You could do it live. You could do it on demand.
Yes. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the app right now. So he was one of the first ones. He would like listen to stuff, whatever. So it was morning time and he went to get in his car, take his kids to school, Bluetooth connected. The night before, he'd had a little time to himself.
No. And his kids are in the car.
Now, they're not going to see anything, but they're wondering why dad is watching a tennis match.
Right.
Because it's like,
I actually never need to hear you do this again.
And you're just, you can't.
40 love.
I'm going to say this. Try to find the stop button.
Yeah.
When you're panicked
and you don't know
what to do. Like,
was it on a different tab or something?
Like, he crashed the car.
He crashed the car. He's got to light the car on fire. Kids are dead. That's fine.
Oh my gosh.
They were never going to be the same anyway. They were scarred.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. The other story that I always tell, I hate, like, but like, if you've never heard this, guy who used to run this radio station was at like a Nuggets game. And like,
I'm nervous because you all know it.
Because he called his wife to go like, honey, I'm with a client. We have to be at the Nuggets game. I don't want to be here. But like,
he was on a date.
No, he wasn't. He was with a buddy.
Oh, okay.
He was probably even with a client, to be honest. But then she was like, oh, I understand. It's what you do for work. You got to do it. Hangs up, puts his phone in his pocket, starts to just tell his buddy, she bought it. We're going to a strip club. This girl, oh, look at that chick's butt. When he put his phone in his pocket, it butt dialed her right back, and she just listened to him mercilessly trash talk her, talk about how hot everyone else on the planet is.
Don't be married.
No, but guys, just sometimes we're so weak. You guys are in charge, so we have to when we're alone, when it's just guys, we have to like pretend we're in charge to our friends. We're like TX,
but
like,
you all know
I gotta do all everything. He knows he doesn't, but he has to pretend. It's not real, Erica. You're gonna get a message from Dane one time. He's gonna say stuff. He doesn't mean it. He's just trying to look cool to his friends.
Okay.
And they're trying to look cool to him. None of us are in charge.
None of it's real. Anyway, he's divorced. So
exactly.
He crashed the car.
All right. If tech screwed you over, we'd love to hear how. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for times when technology screwed you over. Didn't take long, did it?
Sure didn't. This was one of them. Hello, Mom.
Her mom has already texted about the drug text.
Yeah. I cleared it up with her. It's all good.
Oh, good.
Oh, you told her about the heroin?
Exactly.
So she knows.
Right.
She knows you're clean now, though.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Stop.
You're not clean?
Clearly, Little Miss Princess has a problem.
I think that's why you're so princessy now, from all the years of hard drugs that she doesn't... When you lived in L.A., you've never told her about this?
Right.
God, I love this job.
Because I'm like, wow, you're really... killing the vibes right now.
Tech screwed you over. Danielle?
Yeah.
What happened?
I have a device in my head that is basically a pacemaker for my seizures.
Oh, I've heard of this. Like when you start to have a seizure, it just goes and like snaps you out of it.
Yeah, so it reads my brain waves and if it doesn't like a certain brain wave, it shocks me for 5 seconds. And then it gives me a 5-second break and then shocks it again if it doesn't fix it.
Please, for the love of God, tell me that hasn't had a tech fail on you.
Right. I'm worried.
No, magnets are its enemy. And I have a rod in my femur and screws in my hip that I need looked at. And the MRI is the only way to look at it
because
he doesn't show exactly what I need.
So then it would just rip it out of your skull.
It would rip it out of my skull, and it also kind of resets it. So it would shut off for 10 to 15 seconds while it resets, and my luck, I'd have a seizure during that time.
Oh, no.
Hey.
And also, I can't go through metal detectors.
Okay. Do you want to share some of your heroin with her or something?
Stop that.
Danielle, that's... Wow.
So can you just not get the rod in your femur looked at?
I have to... It's for my hip, but the way they need to look inside my hip, because the rod is in the way, it reflects the MRI and reflects the CT scan, so it causes a reflection, so they can't see it very well.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Man.
Okay,
this is a lot of tech just screwing you over in a very specific way. Thank you for the call, Danielle.
What? It's like supposed to be helping her, and it is, but then it's like there's double negative.
Okay. Alexis?
Yay!
Tech screwed you over. What happened?
I work in a hospital, and we were doing active shooting training, and when I went to go hide, I bumped my phone in my pocket, and my Spotify music turned on and completely gave away where I was, and it's still a laughing stock to this day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what? That started dark.
It was active shooter training.
Right.
Yeah.
But if the training
failed it.
Mainly by not having the Odyssey app.
It'll never just autoplay on you, man. It just won't. It barely works at all.
Right. Yeah, it was horrible.
Oh, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, probably not.
Thank you, Alexis. Sandy?
Yay!
Tech screwed you over. What happened?
Okay, so this is what happened. So, you know, we do a lot of work now, you know, remote, such as, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
We were on a work call at my company, and it was a Zoom call, and, you know, maybe the 6 top people who needed to be on with the client were on the call.
Cool.
And it was great. It ran a little long, you know, it was a little drawn out, whatever. Well, then the call ends. We talked, and my boss starts ranting about how why are we bending over for this stupid client? Why is he such a pain? You know, what is the purpose of this? What are we gaining? Please, how are we even making money off this? God.
Stop talking.
I was mortified because the client was still on the other end of the phone, the Zoom call.
Did they go, hi?
Not, I wouldn't say anything till he had worn himself out.
My video out and record the audio.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. You lost the client then, or?
Well, so I was doing the, like, cutthroat signal, you know, when you do your hand in front of your throat. I was doing that because I was like, I don't think he's, I was pointing. This other guy in the office was, like, pointing to the phone, like, no, don't, you know. But he wasn't, I don't know. He was, like, looking down. He was looking everywhere else.
Because you can't go, hey, boss, and shut up.
You can't. You can.
Honestly, you know what? I probably would in that scenario. Hey, let's find out something else.
He's always arrogant, and he just was digging himself a hole. And after a minute, I was just like, you know what? He's kind of a jerk anyway. So I don't know.
Just let him bury himself. That's nice. Perfect.
Sandy's
the boss now.
One of the employees might be able to okay the relationship with the client only because he's really terrific, but time will tell.
Okay. You just always make sure.
I don't like staying on a Zoom call at all. Like,
no.
Call me after if you need to talk about it.
Yeah, restart a separate thing.
Or call my cell phone. 100%. I do not want to be attached.
Don't call me.
Thank you for the call, Sandy. Michelle?
Yay.
Tech screwed you over. What happened?
So my boyfriend couldn't log into my bank account, and, you know, after a while, you get locked out, change the password a bunch of times. I had to call the bank, and come to find out, the caps lock was on his computer. It was like on, and that was the problem.
The problem wasn't that your boyfriend was trying to get into your bank account?
Oh my God, Little Miss Private.
I had asked him to, but he didn't. I'm like, what do you mean? I know my password. It was just cap locks.
And then you had to reset everything.
He's screaming at the bank. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sometimes the light's not bright enough. Yeah. Or on a Mac, it doesn't really show you necessarily that the light that you're in caps lock. I've been in this look.
Wouldn't you try everything, though?
No, you just keep going, I am typing the right word.
You press the keys harder. Yeah.
Tell me that you don't do that.
I do.
Okay,
no,
but
absolutely.
Then don't you click the little eyeball?
Yeah.
To make the password, and you see, and then you can see. No, oh, they're capitals.
I trust my typing.
He didn't know about the eyeball.
I'm already on the phone.
So
with
now
the
you've lost all your money. It's in an account in the Caymans or something.
Yeah, they ran with it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.